Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, I want to say it feels good to be back. For many of you, you know that I have been on a short hiatus. Well, I wouldn't call it a hiatus. I've been gone maybe 2 or 3 days, but because I post sometimes once a day or even 2 or 3 times a day, sometimes that can feel longer than usual. But I wasn't sitting on the beach drinking lemonade and just relaxing. I've been trying to pivot on the podcast for a while now, and I want to make sure that this experience is great for you. So I had to kind of stop and think for a while. Like, how do I make this experience great for you right now? You know, you may be listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or even better yet, hopefully you're listening on my website. I wanted to make a place where you can go and get the whole experience. And I'm going to explain what the whole experience is. But my goal of this podcast is to teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action at any income level. So regardless if you're $50,000 in debt or you have a net worth of $10 million, you can get something from this podcast. But to be able to do that, you're going to have to be able to find what you are looking for, right? So the episodes that you enjoy and that you get the most value from, you need to be able to get to those as quickly as possible. So we do have a YouTube channel, Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. You can look it up as Fast DT Podcast. And this is where we go over Christian news. Sometimes the videos are only about a minute and a half, maybe sometimes longer. But that's a great place to go just to pick up on what's going on in Christian news or in the financial world in general. Because no matter how much money that you have, inflation affects everyone. You know, idiosyncratic risk in your portfolio affects everyone. Not rebalancing your account affects everyone who doesn't do it. You know, even policies that are passed by our nation, those being implemented, can affect everyone, good or bad. So what we decided to do was to create a home on our website, which is www.abrwealthmanagement.com/podcast. If you're listening, you don't have to write it down. We're going to have that in the description. Remember I told you I had something special? We've been working really, really hard trying to make this experience good for you, as I said earlier, and I was serious. There's so much that goes into these podcasts, not only just to create them, but also to give you the supplemental information and resources you need to actually follow through on the information that we're presenting. So let me give you an example. Recently, I did an interview with Nick Nielsen. He's a certified financial planner for busy executives. We talked about how, you know, you end up going to baseball games in your minivan and going to eat at Chick-fil-A and ordering a number one with lemonade and all those things you can kind of relate to as someone who is an entrepreneur or a busy executive who is trying to balance life and work, right? People think, okay, you make a lot of money, you have a high income, you're going to have a sports car, you're going to have a Lamborghini or a Ferrari. But when you have 3 or 4 kids, those cars just don't work. it's hard to fit a Ferrari when you have 2 minivans and a regular car that you drive to work back and forth in, right? So no matter how much money that you have, if you have 4 or more kids, you're going to have to invest in a vehicle that has captain seats. If you even know what captain seats are, I do. I used to love my little captain seats. I think they're very appropriate for kids who are growing up and getting older. You don't have to strap them down into that long seat. But anyway, I digress. For all my minivan owners out there, I have graduated to an SUV. My kids are a little bit older, but I feel what you're going through. And the thing is, and I'm joking here, but you know, you do need enough space in the trunk in order to put baseball equipment or, you know, soccer balls or things of that nature. Those things are issues that we have to face. You know, if you have a family, you're going to have to make those crucial decisions. But that aspect of that life, that minivan life, we typically don't promote that on the podcast because a lot of people may be in different situations or maybe it will make the podcast a little bit too long. So people come for good financial information, not necessarily the narrative that leads up to that financial information, if that makes sense. Like a lot of episodes, we were focused around establishing the one-page financial plan. That was the core of that podcast. And not that the financial plan itself is only one page where we go to Microsoft Word and, you know, just give you a few numbers, but we actually condense the vital information that is very relevant to you into one page. So the plan itself, you know, it could be somewhere in the ballpark of maybe 100 pages, right? So we go through all the employee benefits, we go through the insurances, we go through the mortgages, auto loans, all that kind of fun stuff. Then once we have those numbers, we kind of put that into a document that's easy to read for the client and say, listen, these are the three actionable items. There may be 25 or 30 things that we need to do, but that client doesn't need to do all that at once. It can feel overwhelming. They come to you for simplicity, not complexity. Okay. So we say, listen, if you're going to change your life, you need to do these 30 things because these are going to be the biggest threats to your future. Now, they're not going to do anything if you give them a list of 30. But we just talked about if you introduce the top three things they need to get done immediately, they can get those knocked out. And then the client usually comes back and says, okay, what's the next three? It's easy, right? And then over some time, we really start to chip away at their financial life and get everything organized, get everything managed, and it becomes a better situation for everyone. And they can live the life that they actually dreamed of. Now, on the podcast, you're listening, or maybe you see the video portion of this on YouTube and you're watching, you're like, okay, that sounds great. I would love to actually see this financial plan, or where can I get it, or where the links are at, where in the article that if I'm a new parent or if I need to upgrade my vehicle, what are some good options for, you know, minivans or, you know, people who are busy executives, right? We recently did it once again with Nick Nielsen. If you go to his blog post for the episode on our website, you're going to find a lot of supplemental information about financial planning. So we create a blog that goes with the podcast itself. We break down some of the aspects that we didn't have time to go over on the episode or we alluded to. So we talk about what is financial planning, what's the purpose of financial planning, what should be included in a Christian financial plan, questions you should ask your Christian financial advisor, so on and so forth. And we even still have the key takeaways that we have listed under the podcast description. So if you go to your player, if you go to the description, you'll see some of the key takeaways from this podcast as well. So going forward, all the episodes are going to have their own blog. It's going to have a bunch of tools and resources that you can use to supplement your financial journey. It's one thing to hear about it, but to actually get actionable steps that you can take to take it to the next level. So that's that. On the same note, as the podcast, though, the firm AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, where we create financial plans for Christians, we also updated our website. So now it's easier to actually navigate. We updated our pricing, our services. We included what they call a good faith review. So some people who may not be able to afford a financial advisor at the moment, they can just get their finances reviewed and just see how that's going to go. If you don't have enough money to hire a financial advisor or maybe afford our services, the Financial Planning Association, FPA, has what they call pro bono services. And these are services that you may be able to qualify if you're in financial need and you really need some help from a certified financial planner. Also, another great positive for the website is that we have financial planning resources that you can download free of charge. So we have things like what to consider when reviewing your investments accounts. We have flow charts about deciding between Roth IRA or traditional IRA. All of those are free for download. You just click it, give us your email address, tell us where to send it, and you are good to go. Make sure you go and check that out whenever you get a chance. I think it's a very beautiful website. I've been staring at it for a long time now. but once again, this website is not for me. It is for you. So how you feel about the website is going to determine if we made the right changes or not. But once again, I didn't want to make this podcast long. I just really want to reach out to you and thank you for being wonderful subscribers, wonderful listeners. And I just encourage you to reach out and let me know how we are doing, what you want to hear, what you like, and anything else you may need some clarity on financially. And one final note, make sure that you comment. Let us know how you feel, what we can do to improve your experiences. Also, it's a signal to everyone who listens to the podcast or sees it for the first time, what people actually think of the website. So I want to thank everyone else who has commented, liked, and shared this podcast with their friends and family. I want to start doing some giveaways. Well, that's it for me. Be sure to check out our next episodes coming up next week. I know it's Sunday today. It's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Starting Monday, we're going to get back on our square, putting out good financial content and making sure that we continue to teach you ways to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.